Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 470.5, up 4.5 on the open. March, 479.5, up 5.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 401.5, up 6 on the open. March, 419.5, up 6.5. May, 431, up 8.5. July, 432.5, up 4 on the open. December corn opened at 247, down 3/4 on the open. March, 260.5, down 1. May, 269, up 1.25. July, 275.75, down 1/4. September, 280, down 1/4. December, 288.25, down 0.5 on the open. December oats opened at 202.75, up 1.5 on the open. November soybeans opened at 5.53, unchanged on the open. January, 5.66, up 1/4. March, 5.78, up 1. May, 5.87.5, up 3/4. July, 5.96.5, unchanged. And the red line, November, 6.14.5, up 1 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 164.40, up 40 on the open. December, 165.70, up 60. October soybean oil opened at 24.54, unchanged on the open. December, 24.98, up 3. At the Merck, September feeders opened at 117.60, down 10 on the open. October, 116.50, up 32.5. November, 115.70, up 5 on the open. October live cattle opened at 90.70, down 20 on the open. December, 90.80, down 30. February, 91.70, down 7.5 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 64.75, up 5 on the open. December, 61.67.5 unchanged. February, 62.60, down 40. April, 63.15, down 30 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 89 even, down 60 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Let's look at that wheat pit now. December in Kansas City, 476.5, up 10.5. At the Board of Trade, December, 406, up 10.5. Take it out to July, 436, up 7.5. Why so much strength in the wheat pit today?
Well, ABARE come out with their estimates for the 2006-2007 wheat crop. They pegged it at 16.4 million metric tons. That's down 28% from their June number of 22.78. And our USDA number just last month at 19.5. So that's down another 3 million metric tons before. And since then, since they even put their numbers together, the hot, dry weather even has a lot of people saying it could go as low as 15.5. And also the dry weather in Argentina hasn't done anything at all for thinking we got more wheat in that part of the world.
Certainly what we're seeing today technically is pushing above the 100-day moving average in Chicago. Are we doing some good stuff on the technical charts in your mindset?
Oh, I would say, fundamentally and technically, when we look at the fundamental picture of the world supplies, we look in here, Taiwan bought some U.S. wheat last night, along with that, and pushing this back up here, it definitely could be a turnaround day in the wheat pit, that's for sure.
But we're not seeing that strength in the wheat translating over to corn. It is down, generally speaking, anywhere from a quarter a point in the September to in the nearbys. Look at the March. It's down one. Why aren't we seeing strength transferred over to the corn pit today?
Well, there's a couple things, Dave. Number one, the crop conditions last night had corn improving 2%, which is sort of strange for this time of year, number one. And number two, it is time for harvest to begin here and things get rolling. And I think that we're looking at some areas are going to be able to get in the field. We are having a lot of rain delays. We popped up quite a bit in the last couple days as far as the corn prices were a week ago. And I think we're taking a wait-and-see attitude till we see the combines roll and hear a few more yields.
What are you hearing from early yields, Wayne?
Early yields. We're hearing great variance, Dave. We're hearing on some of the rolling ground, the yields have been quite good. We've heard some, over-the-scale type yields of over 200 bushel corn. And then we're hearing some yields where the rootworm problem was bad, clear down in the, the 110 to 120 bracket because of rootworm problems. We're also seeing that the outside of the fields are doing a little better than the insides. And the flatter ground over in our area, remember we had plenty of rain most of the time, and maybe too much rain if it wasn't well-drained ground. So very, very, very yield so far, but haven't seen enough to give us a real attitude what's going on.
Do you think the August low at 233.5, which is also the contract low, is still a target once the harvest really gets rolling?
I think it's going to depend immensely on how harvest does roll along, and I mean that in respect of if we can go 3 days, we get rain. If we can go 3 days and get rain, we probably won't take that out. If we could get a two-week time period stuck together where we could get, a harvest glut, then I think it's possible to take it out, Dave. But without that big movement all at once, why, it'll probably hold.
As you described it there for the futures, would the same apply for the cash side?
The cash side, yes, very much so, because, we've seen a little basis tightening here as of late, and we've seen some quick shipment bids. And if we can get in the field and get rolling, those quick shipment bids will go away fast.
Soybeans started on the firm side but have since drifted lower. The Novis are now down one. You take it out to next July, it's unchanged at 596.5. Why are we seeing the lowered tone today?
Well, a lot of the crop watchers are saying that the bean crop is going to grow, number one. The other thing is, some of our early yields are not so variable in the beans. They're very good in the beans. We're hearing anywhere from 48 to 64 bushels in our early yield beans that we've got reported from our customers. Most everybody feels that the bean crop is good, and I think that that's one of the things. We also have more beans out there, and it does look as we, along the way, we haven't seen the fact. We talked a lot about it, but we're not sure that South America is going to cut back on their bean acres as much as they talked about.
When we look at this bean crop, it appears that Western beans are significantly ahead of Eastern beans, and I wonder what that might imply for LDP prices for Eastern producers.
Well, I mean, like I say, we've got to take them down a little bit here, to get into the LDPs. If we get some of the things satisfied early and we do run into some storage problems, why, then LDPs could become available. But right now it's not a big thing. There's not a lot of LDPs out there. We've got to see a little setback before we even get into worrying about that.
They've been as high as 9 cents here in Illinois. They're 2 cents today. Do you think that we might see a double-digit LDP in beans at some point?
Oh, I think it's very possible. As we said, the bean yields are continuing to look very, very good. If they continue like they are, and it looks like we're going to raise the yield even more, we could get to the double ones. But don't look for 40 or 50 cents, Dave.
No 40 or 50 cents. Check that on my calendar here. What are you seeing over at the Merck today?
The Merck, as we look over there, it was sort of mixed as far as the cash prices were going. The cattle, a lot of bids that didn't come up anywhere near the offers. We're backing off a little bit in the cattle here today, above $90, they're a little bit hesitant buyers here today. Hogs doing a little bit better here. I was sort of surprising that I think they were steady to down $1.50 early in the cash market, but we were seeing a little commercial buying coming in the hog market today.
So what are you telling producers who might want to do some hedging?
Well, I think sit back on the hogs here, and we're going to be wanting to look fairly closely to locking some prices in pretty soon on the cattle day.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's look at the real-time quotes in Kansas City. December wheat, 476, up 1. At the Board of Trade, December wheat, 406, up 10.5. March, 424, up 11. December corn at 247, down 3/4. March, 260.5, down 1. May, 268.25, down 0.5. December, the red line, December at 288, down 3/4. November beans, 550.75, down 2.25. January, 563.5, down 1, make it 2.25. March, 575, down 2. November, 612.5, down 1. October soybean meal, 163.50, down 60. October soybean oil, 24.52, down 2. At the Merck, September feeders, 117.40, down 30. October live cattle, 90.40, down 50. And December lean hogs at October lean hogs, rather, at 65.12.5, up 42.5. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 10 o'clock.